Hello, and welcome to A Fearless Marriage, your source for the latest tips and advice to build a happy, successful marriage. I am Leslie Dorries, and I'm your host. Today, we're continuing the series, 10 Resolutions to Make Your Marriage Better This Year. This series is my way to support you in your efforts to improve your marriage. It is my sincere wish for each of you to have a healthy, fulfilling relationship. By tackling one resolution a month, you will have an action plan to bring about the positive change in your marriage that you desire. Psychiatrist Carl Menninger once said, "When we are listened to, it creates us, makes us unfold and expand." Author and doctor of theology David Augsburger said, "Being heard is so close to being loved that for the average person, they are almost indistinguishable." Social worker and founder of Smart Marriages, Diane Soley, simply stated, "The most important marriage skill is listening to your partner in a way that they can't possibly doubt that you love them." All of these statements point to the resolution for this month: listen. What does it mean to listen to your partner? Isn't it something we do all day, every day? Your partner tells you about their day at work, what's happening with the kids, how their mom's doctor's appointment went. Aren't you listening to all of that? Well, yes and no. Back in my corporate days, I remember going to several trainings on effective communication. The facilitator would break down the topic into two separate skills, speaking and listening. While good speaking involves clarity of topic and good management of tone and pace, but it is the second skill, the ability to listen, that is really pertinent. Many people believe they are good listeners, but through my experience, many of their partners would disagree. Poor communication is one of the biggest challenges in marriages today, and the inability to listen is one of the reasons why. Often people believe they are listening, when at best, what they are doing is just hearing. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary defines the verb to hear as 1, to perceive or apprehend by the ear, and 2, to have the capacity of apprehending sound. It defines the verb to listen as 1, to pay attention to sound, 2, to be alert to catch an unexpected sound, and 3, to hear with thoughtful attention. It is this last distinction that makes all the difference in a relationship. One of the most common complaints I get from couples is that they have problems communicating. That's not really an accurate statement, because we communicate constantly, even if we are remaining absolutely silent. We are communicating something. What most of these couples are experiencing is not poor communication. The problem is often they don't like or agree with what their partner is communicating to them. A specific subset of communication problems involves one partner's complaint that the other one doesn't listen to them. What usually comes out after some discussion is that, indeed, their partner has heard them, they just don't agree with them. This is one of the big bugaboos about listening: the misunderstanding that listening involves agreement. This misperception is often held by both parties, and it's actually quite freeing if you can really let it go. But couples often get hung up on the facts that are being presented, not what is behind those facts. The discussion revolves around whether the laundry was left unfolded on Friday or Sunday, instead of on the disappointment that one partner didn't honor the commitment they made to take care of the chore. All relationships involve patterns of harmony, disharmony, and repair. These patterns happen both on a daily basis and on a larger scale throughout the life of the relationship. Being able to listen is the key skill in moving from disharmony back into repair. But a lot can happen that derails this process. I just mentioned one: getting caught up in the inconsequential details of when something happened or how it happened. Take a moment to reflect on your relationship. Do the two of you get caught in this trap? Where does it lead you? How does it leave you feeling? If you're like most people, you don't like it and your relationship will stay in a state of disrepair. Another way couples get off track in the listening department is to invalidate their partner's position. This is often true when one spouse is expressing how a particular interaction makes them feel. Some unhelpful responses address the feeling. You shouldn't or you don't really feel that way. You're being oversensitive or you're being too emotional. Another unhelpful response is a request or demand to provide proof for your feelings. When you can't, it becomes a valid answer to dismiss them. The problem is your partner then feels dismissed as well. This doesn't just play out in the realm of emotion. It can play out physically as well. When you dismiss your partner's request to feel close to you physically, through affection or sex, you are not listening to your partner and what matters to them. The underlying action here is one of self-protection. If I really listen to my partner, then I might have to acknowledge that our relationship is in a state of disharmony and some corrective action is required on my part. I might hear an unpleasant perspective from my partner, so it's easier to dismiss them. Unfortunately, while you might feel better temporarily, your partner feels worse and your relationship suffers. It's easy to listen when your partner is praising you or sharing positive feelings. It's much more difficult if it's not so positive. You have to be in a place where you can hear some hard stuff. Remember, I said you didn't have to agree with it, but you have to be able to accept that it is what your partner is experiencing. It's not right, it's not wrong, but it is. If you can open yourself to hearing it, your relationship can become stronger. Two tools that can help you be a better listener are 1, good self-esteem, and 2, strong boundaries. Despite popular opinion, self-esteem isn't about actions. It's about having positive self-regard. It means that although you make mistakes, you are worth holding yourself in warm self-regard. When you are centered in this place, you can hear your partner's comments as about your actions, not your value as a person. Boundaries are what keeps you from polluting the world and the world from polluting you. Having good boundaries allows you to listen to your partner while retaining the power to evaluate their position for how it might pertain to you. You may accept all, some, or none of it. For example, your child may be upset with you that you won't buy them a certain video game. They cry and whine and tell you that you're mean and you never buy them anything, and in fact, you don't really even love them and you don't want them to be happy. You can accept they are disappointed with your actions, but you can walk away from the rest. Those same boundaries can be there with our partners as well, but without the inherent hierarchical authority we naturally have as parents. Where you might be able to get around your child's behavior and listen to the disappointment, it might be more difficult to keep from taking your spouse's position personally. Again, this is where positive self-regard and clear boundaries can help. Here are some steps you can follow to be a better listener. 1, get centered in yourself and find a place of calm. 2, actively put yourself aside. Remove any distractions and focus on your partner, especially their face. 3, pay attention to your reactions as your partner speaks. Don't get caught up in being defensive, the yes but. Don't fall into the trap of rebutting either out loud to your partner or in your own head. 4, let go of finding some objective reality. Remember, this is your partner's experience, not a verbatim recording of actual events. 5, Reflect back what you understand your partner's experience to be. Again, you don't have to agree with it. You may still own your own experience. 6. Take a moment and see if you can see how your partner feels the way they feel. Can the known facts, the laundry wasn't done as promised, support their experience? Disappointment. 7. If you need more information or to have something clarified, ask your partner from a place of curiosity. I got lost here. Can you add some more to that, please, so that I can understand? 8. Make peace. Acknowledge their feelings and whatever else you can. I see how not getting the laundry done has disappointed you. And then, finally, give what you can. I will try to do a better job next time. Again, one of the challenges is that you might hear something hard from your partner that has some element of truth to it. Boundaries help you sort that out and lets you leave the rest. And like any other skill, if you keep practicing these listening steps, you'll get better at it. When your partner feels disconnected from you, they don't care about you at that point in time. They want to know that you care about them. The only way they can know this is if you listen and are able to acknowledge what you can. Once you do this and they feel validated, then you can move on to you. When both of you are able to do this, love and intimacy can be restored to your relationship. Being able to really listen to your partner moves you from being right to relationship harmony and takes you towards your happily ever after. Let me know how it's going. Share your success stories or challenges by clicking on the link below. I want to thank you for joining me today and letting me help you get your marriage to a great place. If you think someone you know could benefit from this information, send them a link or share it on your social networking sites. If you have a relationship challenge you would like personal help with, click on the relationship coaching button below for your free consultation. Until next time, I'm Leslie Dorries, helping you resolve to have a fearless marriage.